Good morning from WVIK News. In the Quad Cities, I'm Joseph Leahy. Governor J.B. Pritzker and other leading Illinois Democrats rallied with party members on Monday in East Moline. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more from the 57th annual Salute to Labor picnic hosted by the Mid-American Carpenters Regional Council.
Pritzker, the 61-year-old billionaire seeking a third term in office, led the charge among many speakers on Labor Day to support Democratic victories on November 3rd on the state and federal level, including aiming to flip the U.S. House and Senate to Democratic control. The Illinois governor predicted a strong victory for Democratic State Auditor Rob Sand to be the next Iowa governor, the first Democrat there in 16 years. He noted that would be a key boon to help the bi-state Quad Cities region.
I think that the benefit to the Quad Cities of having a Democratic governor on both sides of the river is that we share in common a belief that we need to lift up working families, that we've got to make sure we're putting more money in people's pockets. We've got better education for people by investing in it.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
The Scott County Sheriff's Office is investigating the drowning death of a toddler over the weekend at a rural residence. According to a sheriff's media release, a two-year-old was found unresponsive after falling into a pool on Maysville Road Sunday afternoon. The girl was airlifted to the University of Iowa hospitals but pronounced dead on arrival. The preliminary investigation says the child was in the pool for an undetermined amount of time. Johnson County is trying to figure out how to keep track of employees' AI use to make sure sensitive information stays private. Iowa Public Radio's Eliza Billingham reports.
If you ask ChatGPT to smooth out an email you've just written, any information in that email is now part of ChatGPT. That's why Johnson County's IT director, Bill Horning, says employees need to be trained on when to use AI and what to do after.
If you're using AI, you need to document what you did, what parameters you used, you know, what did you use that tool for, all the details about that. So if there's an incident later on, we can go back and review that information.
Horning says an AI policy is necessary, especially as AI gets more and more embedded in common software, like Microsoft's Copilot and Google's Gemini. He says staff need to protect residents' identifying information and health data. I'm Eliza Billingham, IPR News.
Iowa's Economic Development Office is betting on advanced manufacturing and aerospace to help drive the state's economy. It's announced $4 million in grants for three projects focused on those industries. One grant will buy a 3D printer at a metal casting lab at the University of Northern Iowa. Researcher Nathaniel Bryant says it will attract a new type of student.
The people who have digital skills look at the foundry and say, this isn't the place for me. They'll walk in here and say, nah. Not for me. No computers, no nothing, right? So what we're trying to do is transform the image of the industry to leverage digital technology so that we can attract that workforce.
Other grants will support aerospace and medical technology research at the University of Iowa. After being auctioned, blood-stained gloves that Abraham Lincoln had when he was assassinated have turned up in California. WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal has more.
The gloves intended to be permanent fixtures at Lincoln's Presidential Museum are instead at a museum for Ronald Reagan. They were bought in 2007 by a foundation formed to stock the Springfield Museum, but sold last year after relations between the foundation and state-run museum soured. Lincoln historian Jacob Freefeld at the University of Illinois Springfield says the gloves' reemergence is a win for the public, but...
Of course, it's a loss for the people of Illinois. For a long time, they were at the Presidential Library, where every so often when they went on display, people could see them and have that relationship with history.
The glove's owner is still unknown. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A vibrant new mural now brightens a central building in Davenport's Hilltop Campus Village. On Friday, community members celebrated the public art installation at Celebrities Beauty Supply at 1600 Harrison Street with its creator, Zay Williams. The mural called Beauty of Essence is on the west wall of the store, featuring the head of a black woman with birds and a butterfly. Hilltop Campus Village Executive Director Brian Kramer says a community survey helped inform its composition.
A lot of people say that we need to do a better job of creating a sense of place for this neighborhood. And by installing art pieces like this, not only are you creating a sense of place, but you're also creating a sense of value to the neighborhood.
Williams this summer also completed a Martin Luther King Jr. mural behind the stage at MLK Park at 501 Brady Street in Davenport. This is WVIK News.